Each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. About 80% of the work done at the city's senior center on the south side is done by volunteers, and much of it lately has been done by one man.
Well, I started down here at the Market House two Novembers ago. I've been down here every day. I come down and volunteer. I like the elderly down here. They're real nice and help you out and that. But, yeah, every day I stop in and help. I'm Charlie Matthews. This is Market House. I volunteer down here. I usually do the lunches, bring them in, set them up, serve them to the people, clean up the kitchen, and anything else they need. And there was a period of time that we didn't have a janitor down here, so I got elected to clean and whatever Sarah needs. I'm happy to help her. It keeps me busy.
Hi, my name is Sarah Johnston. I'm the director at the Southside Senior Center. So he came in and asked if he could help. I asked him what he'd be interested in, and he said anything. So a lot of people say that, but then they maybe come once or twice. Charlie was very different. He did come and still does come, and he's here from 9 in the morning till we close. And he is willing to do just about anything. It's just very crucial to what we do. It helps me be able to give the time and the resources to people that really need it. And he is somebody that can help carry a food box out to someone's car or help somebody if they're getting stuck on sending an email. So it's pretty incredible what he does.
I started out at the Hot Metal Faith Community Ministry doing the table. 7 years ago, I lost my job, lost my place. I was on the street for a while, and I just felt useless. Somebody told me about going up or getting a meal. I went up and I got a meal, and I just asked him, can I help? He said, sure, we need help. But the Hot Metal table was only Tuesdays and Thursday nights, which left Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with me nothing to do. And somebody told me that they did the same thing down here, serving meals and that. I figured, well, that's easy. I served the meals, clean up, mop, and everything, and came down and asked. And they said they needed somebody, so I come in, get out the plates, and set up everything for how many people are coming in. And then after that, I help the people with the computers. A lot of them don't know what to do. They know what they want to do, but they don't know how to do it. So I generally just like show them how to get on, go to Google, fixing the computers, they're jammed up, they're slow, getting kicked off the Wi-Fi, so I sit there and fix them, put them on back on, and make sure they're running as best as possible. We talk, we sit down, I try to keep information on them, like knowing what they're doing, how they're feeling, general things like that. We lost a couple recently, which you got to expect, but we gained a couple.
So he has been a friend to the seniors, a teacher to the seniors, and just a support system in general to the seniors, which has been great.
I think everybody has it in them to help. It's just society, and they get trapped up in their worlds that they just don't see it.
If you know someone making a difference in our community, nominate them online at wesa.fm/difference.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.